Hello and welcome to the SJ Chronicles. It's 25 past 11 on what day is it? Wednesday, the 14th of March, 2018. I hope you're doing really well. You know what? For today's episode, rather than telling you about my day, I wanted to actually read you something. I mentioned it a couple of days ago about this post that I'd seen, or that Layla had actually shared with me, to do with self-care. And it is really, really good. I've read it several times over again, and yeah, you know. So I thought, hey, it's on my Facebook page, for example. But for those of you that go nowhere near my Facebook page, I thought I would just read it to you because I think it's the sort of thing that you should save and listen to many times in the future. I think it's contains a huge amount of value. So this is a piece that was written by Brianna Weist. I think that's how you say her name. It's Brianna and then Weist, and it's in something called the Thought Catalog. So Brianna Weist in Thought Catalog, and it goes like this. Self-care is often a very unbeautiful thing. It is making a spreadsheet of your debt and enforcing a morning routine and cooking yourself healthy meals and no longer just running from your problems and calling the distraction a solution. It is often doing the ugliest thing that you have to do, like sweat through another workout or tell a toxic friend you don't want to see them anymore. Or get a second job so you can have a savings account, or figure out a way to accept yourself so that you're not constantly exhausted from trying to be everything all the time, and then needing to take deliberate, mandated breaks from living to do basic things like drop some oil into a bath and read Marie Claire and turn your phone off for the day. A world in which self-care has to be such a trendy topic is a world that is sick. Self-care should not be something we resort to because we are so absolutely exhausted that we need some reprieve from our own relentless internal pressure. True self-care is not salt baths and chocolate cake. It is making the choice to build a life you don't need to regularly escape from. And that often takes doing the thing you least want to do. It often means looking your failures and disappointments square in the eye and re-strategizing. It is not satiating your immediate desires. It is letting go. It is choosing new. It is disappointing some people. It is making sacrifices for others. It is living a way that other people won't, so maybe you can live in a way that other people can't. It is letting yourself be normal, regular, unexceptional. It is sometimes having a dirty kitchen and deciding your ultimate goal in life isn't going to be having abs and keeping up with your fake friends. It is deciding how much of your anxiety comes from not actualizing your latent potential and how much comes from the way you were being trained to think before you even knew what was happening. If you find yourself having to regularly indulge in consumer self-care, it's because you are disconnected from actual self-care, which has very little to do with treating yourself, air quotes, and a whole lot to do with parenting yourself and making choices for your long-term wellness. It is no longer using your hectic and unreasonable life as justification for self-sabotage in the form of liquor and procrastination. It is learning how to stop trying to fix yourself, air quotes, and start trying to take care of yourself, and maybe finding that taking care lovingly attends to a lot of the problems you were trying to fix in the first place. It means being the hero of your life, not the victim. It means rewiring what you have until your everyday life isn't something you need therapy to recover from. It is no longer choosing a life that looks good over a life that feels good. It is giving the hell up on some goals so you can care about others. It is being honest, even if that means you aren't universally liked. It is meeting your own needs, so you aren't anxious and dependent on other people. It is becoming the person you know you want and are meant to be. Someone who knows that salt baths and chocolate cake are ways to enjoy life, not escape from it. As I said, I really love that, and do listen to it many times. I think there's much goodness there, and indeed share it with, you know, friends, family, colleagues, social media, anywhere. It's just brilliant. And yeah, to be fair, I'm going to leave it at that. So I will catch you again tomorrow. And in the meantime, as always, be compassionate. Yeah, just be compassionate. Catch you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye-bye.